The Colors of the Rainbow: Courage and Cooperation. Tilki and Ichik were two very friendly vizcachas. They liked to go out in the sun after it had been raining and looked up at the rainbow in the sky. The people where they lived called it Turmanye. Sometimes Tilki and Ichik were so busy looking at the beautiful colors of Turmanye that they were nearly caught by foxes, cougars, or even humans that were hunting them. Luckily, they can run very fast and have always escaped. One afternoon in September, after the rain stopped, the two vizcachas left their warm burrow and looked at Turmanye. They looked at the sky, ready to see all the colors, and they were shocked to see only a white arc. "What happened to Turmanye?" asked Tilki. "It's as if the arc was never colorful," said Ichik. They were worried about the strange white rainbow, so they went to talk to Taitacha. Taitacha was the oldest vizcacha they knew. If anybody had seen this before and knew how to bring color back to the rainbow, it would be Taitacha. When they had explained everything to Taitacha, the old vizcacha sat quietly for a moment.
"I have heard of this happening once before, when my grandfather was very young," said Taitacha. "A human lives at the end of the rainbow and keeps Turmanya's color safe. If there are no colors, she must be ill. You must find this woman and give her 7 flowers to eat. Then she will recover, and so will Turmanye."
"What 7 flowers?"
"You will need a red flower from a plucky pear, an orange carnation, a yellow flower from a broom plant, a green flower from a puya, a blue tarwi flower, an indigo orchid, and a violet alfalfa." So the two friends set off to save Turmanye. First, they had to go into human territory to find a prickly pear. But luckily, they only came across one very lazy guard dog, which didn't bother to chase them. Next, they went to the grazing fields to find a carnation. The dogs watching the flock were not so lazy and too chased the vizcachas. Tilki led the dogs away from Ichik, so Ichik had time to pick a carnation. Then they both hid behind rocks until the dogs decided they were not a threat and went back to tending the flock. The broom plant grew away from human territory, and so did the tarwi and the alfalfa. The vizcachas went back to their own land and found those 3 flowers with no trouble.
"Now we only need a green puya flower and the indigo orchid," said Ichik.
It was a long way to the valley where puyas grew. To get there, the vizcachas would have to go up a wild mountain, past where foxes and pumas lived. Despite the danger, the brave friends carried on. They had only been traveling for a few hours when a pair of foxes ambushed them.
"Yum!
What a feast we are going to have, said one fox. I haven't eaten a vizcacha for weeks, said the other.
Don't eat us, cried Chilky. We are on an important mission. We are collecting flowers to bring the colors back to Tourmanier,
Ichik explained.
The first fox laughed.
What nonsense, it said, and moved forward to attack the vizcachas.
Wait, said the other fox.
Didn't you see Tourmanier the other day?
There was no color left. The arc was pure white.
The first fox hesitated.
If you really are going to save Tourmanier, perhaps she should let you go.
We really are, said Ichik.
So the foxes let them go on their journey, unharmed, and even showed them where to find an indigo orchid. Finally, they reached the valley. There were puyas everywhere of all different sizes, but not one of them was flowering.
Puyas only bloom once, and it takes 100 years, said a hummingbird. My ancestors have tasted puya nectar, but I've never seen a flower.
Ichik and Chilky didn't know what to do.
How can we save Tourmanier without the last flower?
One very old puya was listening to them.
Are you really going to save Tourmanier? She asked.
We really are, said Chilky, and told the plant about the flowers and the woman at the end of the rainbow.
I wasn't expecting to bloom for another 20 years, but for Tourmanier, I will try to bloom early.
The plant began to sing a beautiful song, and as she did, small flower buds began to grow and open all over her.
Take as many as you need, she told the vizcachas.
Good luck. They took the final flower. Then it started to rain. They found a small hole to shelter in and waited for it to pass. And when the sun came out again, the white rainbow was stretching across the sky.
Quick, before it fades, said Ichik.
The two vizcachas ran as fast as they could, following the rainbow above them. They ran for hours until they finally found a small hut at the very end of the rainbow. Inside of it, there was a woman lying on a bed who looked very pale and ill. The vizcachas laid the 7 flowers down beside her head. She looked at them, and they realized that they didn't know how to speak to a human. Chilky hopped forwards and pretended to nibble the flowers. Ichik did the same. The woman picked up the red prickly pear flower and put it in her mouth. Outside, the red arc returned to the rainbow. With each flower, the woman grew stronger and healthier, and outside Tourmanier grew more and more colorful. All over the land, animals and humans looked up the sky and were relieved to see the colors return to Tourmanier.
The end.